This is WLVR News. State police data show that gun violence in Pennsylvania has gone up in the pandemic by 50% statewide, but not in the Lehigh Valley, according to those same statistics. WLVR's Hayden Mittman reports gun violence is a complex issue. Illegal weapons are rampant, gunfire shakes communities, and police data doesn't always tell the whole story.
Jeannie Garcia's life changed in 2012. After coming home from work, she found her son's body. A gang member had shot him to death in his own bed. Now she's an anti-violence community activist with Promise Neighborhoods of the Lehigh Valley and regularly visits Allentown residents after shootings occur.
I have seen an uptick in the gun violence during the pandemic. There's nothing positive happening in the community.
Garcia says COVID-19 put stresses on the community, from unemployment to threats of losing homes. And she says that all too often, this turns into street violence. Garcia says this causes problems that statistics don't always take into account. For example, Allentown police reported that violent crimes were down, and they didn't fire a shot in confrontation in 2020.
The public safety is getting swept under the carpet. Oh, we're doing good. We're fine. Our numbers were up previous years. No, let's be real about it. They're counting bodies. I'm counting lives affected by any act of violence, and they're counting body bags.
Advocates and law enforcement officials do agree on one thing. It's too easy to get a gun. Here's Allentown Police Chief Charles Rocha.
We've so far this year, since January 1, have seized 200, in excess of 200 firearms, guns, that is not being used out in the street now.
And Lehigh County District Attorney Jim Martin says often, after reports of gunfire in neighborhoods, when police show up, all they find are empty streets and bullet shells.
There have been a tremendous number of shots fired incidents. Yeah. There are an awful lot of people with firearms who are indiscriminately using them, at least in Lehigh County.
Martin says the county is also seeing a rise in untraceable homemade firearms.
We're seeing an increase, by the way, in so-called ghost guns, where you can buy the constituent parts of a pistol and put them together yourself. And, they're not registered. There's no background check required.
Martin notes a ghost gun was recovered after an Allentown shooting this past summer. Northampton County District Attorney Terry Houck recalls 3D printers and gun parts were seized from a convicted felon's home in Lehigh Township earlier this year.
Now, we do not have a lot of them here, but they were invisible. It wasn't happening at all a few years back. But now people can make their own guns, and that's even a greater concern because those guns can't be tracked.
Houck says they're also finding firearms in the hands of many who shouldn't have them, like felons and teens.
Guns are accessible. When we see the ages and the backgrounds of the people that get guns, you can say nothing else other than it's accessible.
So what's being done? This summer, the state made $30 million available to municipalities and organizations to combat gun violence. Locally, law enforcement officials point to creating partnerships with neighborhoods. The Allentown Police tout their community outreach unit as a way to get to know residents and their concerns better. But for those on the ground, like community activist Jeannie Garcia, these things are a step in the right direction, but she has another solution.
Resources for the youth, more adults being involved, mentorship. We need black men. We need black women. We need positive women. We need positive men to be out here.
Garcia's organization asked Allentown officials earlier this year for millions in order to support their efforts in intervening before gun or gang violence erupts. She says those funds haven't come through. Short of that, Promise Neighborhoods recently put up billboards in Allentown in the hopes of bringing attention to gun violence in the city. Hayden Mittman, WLVR News.